Sign of the World special edition, Central American edition of the New World Report by Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. He is in Panama City. We've spoken of, at least momentarily, a change of weather in Central America. Honduras moving from endorsing and having relations with Taiwan to that of the People's Republic of China. Now we go to Nicaragua, where not only is China welcome, so is Russia, so is Cuba, so are many bad actors in the region. But the headline is strikingly about none of the above. It's about the Vatican. Nicaragua closes Vatican embassy in Managua, Nicaraguan embassy to Vatican. Professor, we spoke of Nicaragua often over these last years because the regime there is non-transparent and brutal, sadistic. And recently there were deportations, people thrown out who were political adversaries of the regime. One in particular refused to leave, which was a Catholic bishop. Now the news of breaking relations with the Vatican. This is peculiar given the strength of the Vatican and the strength of the Catholic Church throughout Latin America. There's a photograph accompanying the story in Reuters showing a great number of young women with their babies being blessed by a bishop sprinkling water on them at the Metropolitan Cathedral. What is your thinking about bad relations with the Vatican? Does it weaken regimes? Is this almost a throwback to the Cold War where the communist parties would boast about how they were non-believers?
Well, John, this certainly shows just how entrenched and isolated, but also just how in control and powerful the Ortegas, Daniel Ortega and Rosario Murillo, have become in Nicaragua. As you pointed out, that consolidation of power had extended from the winning of largely rigged elections in November of 2021 after basically eliminating the opposition parties and putting 40 of the key opposition figures in jail. It had continued to the basically the sweeping away of the last vestiges of opposition by the Nicaraguans in local politics, and has continued with the elimination of NGOs and others. Now, as you pointed out, in Central America and much of Latin America, the Catholic Church has traditionally played a very strong role, not only in terms of social life, but also in politics. And so, you know, the fact that that in this very Catholic country, although you have a certain strong evangelical movement as well, but in a country where the church has been extremely strong and even ironically in bringing the Sandinistas to power back in 1978 and 79 through through the liberation theology doctrine, the fact that now the Catholic Church, who had begun to timidly speak out in terms of disapproval. You had the people like Bishop Rolando Alvarez that you mentioned, who again had very courageously spoken out. You'd had others, such as Bishop Silvio Baez, who had been critical of the government and had difficulties in 2019, and a range of others. Pope Francis. I mean, when Pope Francis even reluctantly begins to speak critically of a regime, something is going very, very difficult. And so, this latest in which the Ortegas basically closed their Vatican embassy in Rome, again, it's almost kind of a slamming the door, a bit of a spitting in the face against the Catholic Church. But also, as you alluded to, John, this is not unlike the absolute control and power of communist parties in Eastern Europe and in the Soviet Union back in the Cold War, where those parties become so powerful that they saw the elimination of any vestiges of religious-based dissent or religious-based societal organization as a threat, and felt powerful enough, and they felt the obligation to shut those avenues down. And so, again, in the absolutist dictatorship that Nicaragua has become under the Ortegas, closing the embassy down, I think is symbolic of really, the action that they feel confident in taking and threatened enough to take against the church.
Finally, in Central America, I want to mention a photograph I saw in these last hours of a heavily armed Mexican, either police or army, walking incongruently on a beautiful white beach with the sun shining and many people enjoying themselves, young people from America and from Mexico City on the beach in spring break time. What did those heavily armed men mean to represent, Professor? Is this about the violence at the border that we saw recently with dead Americans?
Yeah. Well, John, it represents the fact that with the difficulties that have come from AMLO's mismanaged reorganization of the security sector and really the growth of gangs and corruption.
30 seconds, Professor. Go ahead.
Historically, Mexico is trying to make a differentiation between the fight between the criminal groups that affect the drug plazas, but the relative functionality and safety of other places. But increasingly, as we saw in previous years from, kidnappings on beaches in Cancun, the government is trying to portray that the tourism is safe. Please still come to Mexico. And yet at the moment, there are still, even in areas that were once safe, Puebla, Cancun, you're beginning to see the vestiges of violence and the desire of the government to at least portray those areas as safe because of the security presence.
Professor Evan Ellis, U.S. Army War College in Panama City. We're headed to the continent of South America next. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,